那弟兄姊妹，中文已经打在屏幕上，那你们可以来跟着来听。
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you're the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Amen. I would like to invite Pastor Chang to share God's message with us. And children, you're dismissed to the Rainbow Room. So meet me at the back of the worship room and we'll go upstairs together.
Brothers and sisters, please be seated. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是教会的25周年庆，我们聚在一起向神献上我们的感恩。
Today is our church's 25th anniversary celebration, and we gather here today to give thanks to God.
我们也要纪念呢，25年前呢，王牧师带领一群弟兄姐妹来到 Diamond Bar 来开拓教会。
And we also commemorate 25 years ago, Pastor Wang led a group of brothers and sisters to plant a church here in Diamond Bar.
我要请王牧师、王师母，还有25年前一起跟王牧师师母一起来开拓教会的弟兄姐妹，好不好？请你们一同起立。
I'm going to invite Reverend Wang and Reverend Simo and all the brothers and sisters who came to plant this church 25 years ago.
哦，带着信心啊，带着信心来开拓。
Yeah, let's give them a big applause.
请坐，请坐。
Have a seat, please.
此外，也要谢谢这25年间哦，所有在Diamond Bar教会这个付出摆上的弟兄姐妹。
I also would like to thank all the brothers and sisters who have contributed and given to this church in the past 25 years.
其实也就是我们在座每一位啦。
In fact, that's each and every one of us here.
弟兄姐妹，家是一起建造的，而不是找到的。
Brothers and sisters, families are built together, not found.
我常会听新来的弟兄姐妹来到我们教会说：“哎呀，我找到家了。”
I've heard brothers and sisters who first come to church and say, "Oh, I finally found a home."
一开始可能是这样。
Maybe in the beginning, yes.
但当他加入这个家的时候
，But when they come into and join us,
我们就要一起来建造这个家。
We have to build this family together.
所以好不好？跟你旁边的弟兄姐妹跟他说：“谢谢你在这个家的付出和摆上。”
How about you say to the person next to you, "Thank you for giving and contributing to this family."
不晓得大家记不记得，在去年九月的时候，我们的财务董事来到台上报告。
I don't know whether you remember last year in September, our board of director treasurer came up and made an announcement.
大家记得吗
？Do you remember?
为什么？因为到八月底，我们已经有超过110,000的赤字。
Why? Because up until the end of August, we had a deficit of over $110,000.
那时候我们鼓励每个弟兄姐妹说，如果大家每一周多奉献一点点，到年底我们的赤字希望可以降低到一半。
And we encouraged brothers and sisters, and if every week you offered a little bit more, then hopefully by the end of the year, the deficit will be halved.
从财务董事报告之后，每一个月我们都有一点结余。
And from that time on, every month we had surplus.
上个礼拜我问一下我们联会的会计。
Last week, I asked our FECA accountant.
他告诉我说呢，我们教会预计到年底的结算啊，为什么还没有结算？因为今天还可以报账。
So he said that up until year end, the projected deficit. Well, it's projected because today you can still submit your receipt.
今天是最后一天了。
Today is the last day.
过了今天，一切都算奉献了。
If you don't submit your receipt by today, thank you so much for your offering.
所以会计告诉我说，预估我们到年底的赤字大约只剩下15,000块。
And the projected year-end deficit is now about $15,000. And thank you. Yeah.
所以我真的要再一次谢谢弟兄姐妹为这个家的摆上，为这个家的付出。
I really want to thank brothers and sisters for giving an offering to this church.
我来到 Diamond Bar 教会服事已经满八年了。
I've been serving in FEC Diamond Bar for 8 years.
期间我不时会听到弟兄姐妹说。他会问说，我们教会的方向是什么
？From time to time, people will say, "Oh, what's the direction of our church?"
我想教会的方向一定要从圣经当中神的启示而来。
I believe that a church's direction must be according to what God reveals in the Bible.
就好像我们教会的意向是，我们是一个跟随耶稣的大家庭。
It's like our church vision is a family following Jesus.
为什么这个是我们的意向呢
？Why is this our vision?
那是因为神的终极心意就是要打造这个世界成为一个家。
Because the ultimate will of God is to make this world into His family.
所以我们从神本圣经里面看到神的心意是这样，所以这就成为我们教会的意向。
Because from the whole Bible we see that this is God's will. That's why we made this our vision.
所以同样的，教会要往哪个方向发展，也是要根据于圣经。
So in which direction are we going? We have to follow the Bible.
今天我们刚刚 Pastor Angela 带我们读的这个经文呢，就告诉了我们教会发展的三个方向。
In the passage that Pastor Angela just read to us, it indicates the three dimensions or three directions that the church is going to develop.
也就是向内、向上，还有向外。
It's inward, upward, and outward.
我们先一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，求你今天对我们说话。
Lord, please speak to us today.
不光对我们的头脑说话，也对我们的心说话。
Don't just speak to our head, but to our hearts.
不光对我们一个人说话，乃是对我们每一位弟兄姐妹说话。
Please don't just speak to one person, but to each and every one of us here.
盼望也不光是对个人说话，是对我们整个群体说话。
It's not just speaking to an individual, but to the whole church community.
让我们领受从你来的信息。
Help us receive the message from you.
知道教会前面的方向。
That we know the direction of our church.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
好，首先教会第一个发展的方向就是向内。
And the first dimension of church development is inward.
就是要一起追求灵命的成长。
It's pursuing spiritual growth together.
我想要请大家一同来念彼得前书的二章第一节到第三节，我们用自己的语言来念。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 together in your own language.
好，预备，请。
Okay.
So, 所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。后面我们还会一起读经文，然后我到时候就要看我们到底是读国语的大声，还是粤语的大声，还是英文的大声哈。
Okay, later on we will have a time to read the scripture together again, and I will see which zone is reading this the loudest.
Okay, 这里说教会第一个发展的方向就是向内，一起追求灵命的成长。
Here it's mentioned that the first dimension of church development is inward, to pursue spiritual growth together.
然后使我们每个家人的灵命呢都渐渐增长，以致得救。
So that each family member's spiritual life may grow into salvation.
这里的以致得救意思不是说我们还没有得救哦。
Here, grow up into salvation doesn't mean that we are not saved.
而是说我们要在救恩里面更多的成长，更多的经历，更多的体会。
It means that in salvation we have more, not we grow up and we experience more.
然后等到耶稣再来的时候，我们会领受救恩最丰盛、最完全的最高峰。
Until Jesus Christ comes again, and then we will receive the completeness and richness of salvation.
但是我们要怎么样才能够更多的经历救恩？怎么样灵命才可以更多的成熟呢
？But how can we experience salvation more, and how can we become more spiritually mature?
就是要除去该除去的，爱慕当爱慕的。
So we have to put away what should be put away and long for what should be longed for.
跟旁边人说，除去该除去的，爱慕当爱慕的。
Talk to the person next to you. Tell him or her, put away what should be put away, long for what should be longed for.
好，那到底我们该除去什么呢？
So what should we put away?
就是要除去以下这些邪恶的行为。
We need to put away the following evil behaviors.
第一个就是恶毒，对别人造成伤害的行为要除去。
The first one is malice, behavior that causes harm to others.
第二个呢，就是诡诈，就是以欺骗的手段待人，然后你要达到你个人自私的目的。
The second one is deceit, that is treating others in a deceptive manner to achieve personal selfish goals.
第三个就是假善，就是表里不一。
And the third one is hypocrisy, that means there is incongruence.
就是人前一套，人后一套，说一套，做一套。
There's incongruence between your behavior and thoughts, your behavior in front of others and behind the backs, and your words and your behavior.
外表良善，内心其实很邪恶。
One may look good on the outside, but it's evil on the inside.
这个也要除掉。
We have to put this away.
最后呢，我们也要除掉嫉妒。
We have to put away envy.
什么叫嫉妒呢？
What is envy?
就是看见别人有，然后自己没有，感到很不高兴。
When you see others have something that you don't have, you don't feel happy about that.
而且你不努力使自己有，你还努力去使别人没有。
And you don't try hard to attain it for yourself. Instead, you try to make others not to have it.
另外还要除掉毁谤，就是伤害别人名誉的话。
And we need to put away slander. That's words that harm others' reputation.
我们要除去这些该除去的。
We should put away what should be put away.
弟兄姐妹，有没有一些还在你的里面呢？
Is there any of these in you?
有没有一些还在我们的小组当中呢？
In your small group?
有没有一些还在我们的教会当中呢？
In our church?
要除去这些该除去的。
We need to put away what should be put away.
然后我们就要爱慕当爱慕的。
Then we need to long for what should be longed for.
就是要爱慕神的话语。
We need to long for God's word.
要持续的阅读、思考、默想、背诵神的话语。
We need to continue reading, studying, memorizing, reciting God's word.
爱慕是一个很就是很强烈的渴望。
To long for is a very strong desire.
像年轻人一直喜欢打网络游戏啊，像成年人男生一直喜欢增进高尔夫球，少可以少几杆啊，像这个中年妇女一直这个想要知道连续剧的结局啊，这些就叫做爱慕。
Like young people, they want to play online games, and grown-up men may want to improve on their golfing skills. Or middle-aged women, they love to know the endings of drama series. So these are all longings.
我知道讲这些有些人会抗议哈。
I know some of you may protest.
青少年说，我爸爸也很喜欢打电动。
Youth may say, "Oh, my dad loves video games too."
太太说，我家先生也很爱追剧哈。
A wife may say, "Oh, my husband loves to watch TV and follow drama series."
但不管怎么样，彼得就是说，我们要拿出这一种渴慕的强度来渴慕神的话语。
But no matter what, Peter is saying that we need to long for God's word with such intensity.
就好像婴孩想要喝奶一样，就好像你运动完很想要喝水一样。
Just like a baby desires milk and someone desires water after exercising.
以这样的态度来追求神的话语，浸泡在神的话语当中。
We need to have such attitude in order to pursue and immerse ourselves in God's word.
然后我们就会更多的经历到救恩，我们灵命就会更多更多的成长。
And we'll experience salvation more, and our spiritual life will become more and more mature.
相反的、
On the contrary,
如果我们爱慕该除去的，然后除去该爱慕的，
If we long for what should be put away and put away what should be longed for,
然后我们就不会不断不断的内耗，而且没有办法得到滋养。
Then we will fall into the vicious cycle of internal consumption without any nourishment.
什么叫做爱慕当除去的呢？
What do I mean when I say long for what should be put away?
就很享受去讲别人不对。
For example, you enjoy talking about the wrongs of others.
看到别人成功，好喜欢聚在一起说，你看他因为怎么样怎么样怎么样啊，狡诈。
If you see other people succeed, you may like talk behind their backs, pointing fingers at them.
很喜欢做这些事情。
You love doing those things.
就在爱慕当除去的。
That means you long for what should be put away.
然后呢？不追求神的话语，不遵行神的话语，把圣经呢，当作枕头这样子垫着，从来不打开来看。
And on the other hand, if you don't pursue God's word, you don't follow God's word, you use the Bible as a pillow, and you never open it and read it.
那你就在除去那个 当爱慕的。
那 so then you will be putting away what should be longed for.
所以彼得说，怎么样能够灵命不断的成长呢
？So what does Peter say that we need to do in order for our spiritual life to continue growing？
就是要把这个恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤这些错误的人际关系都除掉。
So he tells us to put away all the malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander, all the wrong types of interpersonal relationship. Put them away.
Yeah, 把这些会伤害彼此、会伤害教会的不当的态度跟行为都除掉吧。
Put away all these behavior and attitude that cause harm to others and to the church.
然后把精神体力呢投注在对神话语的渴慕上。
And focus our effort in desiring God's word.
啊，与其两三个人这个在一起。讲别人的坏话，不如说我们两三个人一起来读圣经吧。
Two or three of you, when you gather together, instead of talking about people's gossiping about people, read God's word.
这样子教会就会不断不断的成长。
In this case, the church will continue to grow.
这就是教会发展的第一个方向。
This is the first dimension of church development.
就是对内除掉该除掉的，爱慕当爱慕的。
It's inward. We need to long for what should be longed for and put away what should be put away.
一起来追求灵命的成长。
And we pursue spiritual growth together.
所以彼得他就提醒教会说，要停止内耗，领受滋养。
Peter reminds the church that we need to stop internal consumption and receive nourishment.
这是教会发展的第一个方向。
This is the first dimension of church development.
接下来我们要看教会发展的第二个方向。
Next, we'll take a look at the second dimension of church development.
就是要向上，一起献上感恩敬拜。
It's upward, offering thanksgiving and praise together.
我们每个礼拜天来到教堂，我们不只是来到礼拜堂而已。
Every Sunday when we come to the church, we don't just come to the church.
我们是来到主的面前。
We come before the Lord.
我们来到主的面前做什么呢？
What do we do before the Lord?
主把我们跟他连接在一起，然后主把我们彼此连接在一起。
The Lord connects us with him and with each other.
让我们可以成为圣殿，成为祭司，然后借着主我们献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
So that we can become the holy temple, a holy priesthood, so that we may offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
接下来我们要一起来读彼得前书二章第五节。
Let's read First Peter, chapter 2, verse 5.
你们记得读之前要留一个什么事情吗？
Do you know what you need to pay attention to?
啊，你们知道了 ，OK。啊，我们一起来念好不好？预备。
Okay, read it loudly in your own language。
好，预备，请你们来到主前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献所悦纳的灵祭。啊，我听到 Yus 说不公平。因为我有麦克风，这个 Maggie 有麦克风哈。
I heard someone say it's unfair because we both have microphones.
弟兄姊妹，我们不只是礼拜天，不只是来彼此打招呼的。
Brothers and sisters, we don't just come on Sunday to greet each other.
我们不是来互相见面，然后这个互相寒暄问暖的。
We don't just come and say hi to each other and to you know see what's up with each other.
我们也不只是来听传道人讲道的。
We don't just come to listen to the preacher's preaching.
我们是来敬拜上帝，我们是来献祭的。
We come to worship God to offer sacrifices.
从圣经当中我们知道，旧约的圣经说，只有祭司才能够献祭。
From the Old Testament, we know that only priests could offer sacrifices.
其他人只能带着牛羊，然后透过祭司来帮他们献祭。
Other people could only bring the animals, and through the priest they offered.
也只有祭司才可以进入到圣所，其他人只能够在圣殿外围的地方。
And only priests could enter the holy place. Other people could remain only in the outer part of the holy temple.
而我们现在因为耶稣，我们都得着了尊贵的身份。
And now, because of Jesus, we have gained an honored identity.
我们成为圣殿，我们成为圣洁的祭司。
We've become the holy temple. We've become holy priests.
所以，我们每个礼拜天，我们是像祭司一样来到教会，来到教堂，我们一起来敬拜神，一起来献祭的。
So every Sunday, we are like priests coming to church to praise God, to worship Him, and to offer sacrifices.
所以，我们应该很感恩，应该很看重，应该很积极，应该很投入。
So we should be very grateful. We should be very devoted and active.
但是我知道有的时候这不容易啊。
But I know sometimes that's not easy.
我自己也是一样。
Same thing for me.
如果哪一个主日崇拜我没有需要上台服事的话，
If there's a Sunday that I don't have to serve on stage,
我发现我的心态就会比较闲懒。
I find myself, you know, my attitude would be a little of the laid-back side.
好像今天比较没有我的事。
As if there's nothing to do with me that day.
但这其实是很大的错误。
But this is a big mistake.
但是因为我只是没有在台上服事，但是我在台下我还是祭司啊。
Because I just don't serve on stage, but off stage I am still a priest.
我还是要跟台上的祭司，跟我左右的祭司一起来献祭，一起来敬拜神。
I still need to praise God and offer sacrifices together with all the other priests on stage or off stage.
我不晓得敬拜团的同工是不是跟我有相同的感受啊。
I don't know, people, brothers and sisters in worship team, do you feel the same?
甚至不是你上台服事，你就不来教会敬拜献祭了。
Oh, some people may not even come to church if they don't serve on stage.
主日崇拜英文叫做 Sunday service.
Sunday worship is also called Sunday service.
那个意思不是说，哎，又到了礼拜天啊，我要来教堂接受别人的服事。
It doesn't mean that, oh, it's Sunday again. Let me go to church to be served.
让服事同工，让牧师来服事我吧。
Let other people, let other brothers and sisters and the pastors serve me.
今天敬拜团的表现不太好。
The worship team didn't perform well today.
鼓手拍子不准，主领声音不美，中午爱宴不香，牧师讲道又太长。
The drummer was offbeat, the leading vocals voice was not sweet, and the lunch was bad, and the sermon way too long.
Sunday service 的意思是
The meaning of Sunday service is
又到了主复活的礼拜天
It's Resurrection Sunday again
我要跟众祭司一同来用诗歌用祷告用欢呼用奉献来赞美神
I need to praise God together with all the other priests through prayers, offerings, and praises
我为耶稣的十字架来赞美神我为耶稣的复活来赞美神
I praise God because of Jesus Christ's cross and his resurrection.
虽然世人厌弃主耶稣，除去主耶稣，把他当作绊脚石一样的，就把他一脚就把他踢走了。
Although the world despises Jesus and removes him and kicks him away just like a stumbling stone.
但是我却爱慕主耶稣。
But I love the Lord.
耶稣是我的至宝，耶稣是我的磐石。
Jesus is my treasure. He is my rock.
他是我的拯救，他是我的高台。
He is my savior. He is my fortress.
我要全心的依靠他，我要一心的来赞美他。
I need to lean on him and follow him wholeheartedly.
这是为什么礼拜天我要来到教会。
And that is why we come to church on Sundays.
Sunday service 的意思是什么？
Sunday service meaning is
就是我要为着神赦免我的罪我要为着神称我为义我要来赞美他
I need to praise God because he forgives my sin and he calls me righteous
我要为着神拣选我成为他的儿女我要来赞美神
I praise him because he chooses me to be his child
我要和神的众儿女众祭司一同来献祭一同来歌颂神
I need to praise God and offer sacrifices to Him alongside all the other children and priests of God.
和你左边人说，你是圣洁的祭司。
Tell to the person on your left, you are a holy priest.
再跟你右边人说，我们一起献上感谢赞美的祭。
Say to the person on your right, let's offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and praise.
这个是教会发展的第二个方向，向上。
This is the second dimension of church development, upward.
就是一起献上感恩敬拜。
We offer thanksgiving and praise together.
最后，教会发展的第三个方向。
The third dimension of church development
是什么啊
？Is what?
向外。
It's outward.
就是一起火热的传扬福音。
We spread the gospel passionately together. 啊，
我们一起来读彼得前书二章九到十节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9.
这一段经文是大好的消息。
This is a very good news.
我们一同来读。
Let's read that together.
预备，请。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙连续现在却蒙了连续这里就提示我们教会发展的第三个方向就是向外
Here it has given us a hint of the third dimension of church development that is outward
就是布道传福音宣教
It's evangelism. It's spreading the gospel. It's mission.
向世界宣扬神的美德。
We tell the world about the excellencies of God.
我们的神是全然的美善，充满了各方面无限的美好。
Our God is completely good, filled with infinite goodness in every aspect.
但是从这段经文来说，神的美善特别是彰显在使我们出黑暗入奇妙光明的这个恩典当中。
But from this passage, the goodness of God is especially seen through His grace of calling us out of darkness into light.
我们从前不算子民，现在算子民了。
Once we were not a people, but now we are God's people.
我们从前没有得连续，现在却得连续了。
Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy.
如果我们留意，我们会发现神其实是把旧约专给以色列人的尊荣特权都已经给了我们。
If you pay attention, you will discover that God actually has given the privileges and honor of the Old Testament Israelites to the church.
神不是说好了，你们以前不能进我的家，现在就让你们进来吧。
God is not saying, oh, all right, you couldn't come into my home before. Now, just come on in.
你们就住在那个最旁边最破烂的那个房子那一排，你们就住那边好了。
Just go live in those shabby houses on the outskirt.
看你们这个破破烂烂、臭臭脏脏的样子哦，实在难登大雅之堂。
Look at you, you are so shabby and stinky and dirty and you are unpresentable.
Yeah, 你们躲在人群里面，隐藏在群众里面好了。
Just go hide among the crowds.
不是这样子的。
No, it's not like that.
神是说，欢迎你们来。
God is saying, welcome.
来到最中间，来到最前面，来到最上面。
Come to the center, come to the front, come to the top.
这边有一排给君王坐的位置。
Here is a row of seats reserved for kings.
这里有一些是要给最尊贵的祭司所穿的那个祭司的衣服。
Here are some clothes reserved for the most honored priests.
你们穿上吧，你们坐下吧。
Put on those clothes. Have a seat.
就好像那个纳尼亚的那个故事里面那个四个孩子对吧？四个人类的孩子是 Peter, Edmund 跟还有谁 ？Susan 还有 Lucy 呀、yeah.。
And just like those four human children in the story of Narnia, Peter, Edmund, Susan, and Lucy.
他们进到纳尼亚王国之后呢，他们每一个人都成为伟大尊贵的国王还有女王。
Once they entered into the kingdom of Narnia, each of them became a great king or queen.
这就是这段经文神告诉我们的好消息。
This is the good news that this passage is telling us.
请问为什么会有这么好的事啊？
I want to ask you, why is there such a good thing?
我们为什么可以得到这么宝贵的恩典？
Why can we receive such great grace?
不是因为我们好，而是因为我们的神好。
It's not because we are good, it's because God is good.
是因为耶稣为我们完成了救恩。
It's because Jesus completes salvation for us.
这个是每一个礼拜天我们聚在一起要歌颂赞美的内容。
This is the content that we come together on Sunday to praise and worship.
但是彼得说，不光只是为救恩感恩赞美，也去宣扬这个救恩吧。
But Peter is saying that don't just offer thanksgiving and praise for your salvation, but go proclaim it.
你们去宣扬上帝的美德吧。
Go proclaim the excellencies of God.
你们一起去，让别人也知道上帝的美德，让更多人可以得到主耶稣基督的救恩。
Go together so that more people can know the goodness of God and can become the.Can receive the salvation through Jesus Christ.
这个就是教会发展的第三个方向。
This is the third dimension of church development.
最后我们再来复习一下好吗？
Now let's review.
复习一下教会发展的三个方向。
The three dimensions of church development.
第一个是什么呢？
What is the first one?
向内要怎么样？
Inward. What do we do inward?
一起追求灵命的成长。
Pursue spiritual growth together.
其实就是我们的 growing in love.
This is our growing in love.
第二个呢
？What is the second dimension？
向上
，upward，
然后一起献上感恩的敬拜跟赞美。
We offer thanksgiving and praise together。
其实就是帮助我们 rooted in love。
And this helps us to be rooted in love。
最后一个是
？The last one is
向外
，outward，
一起火热传扬福音。
We spread the gospel passionately together。
就是我们常常说的 acting in love。
And this is our acting in love。
盼望以后再有新朋友来到我们教会的时候
I hope that when there are newcomers to our church
问我们任何一个弟兄姐妹
Each and every one of us
你们这个家的方向是什么啊
If they ask you What is the direction of your family
你们教会的方向是什么啊
What is the direction of your church
你要怎么回答他
How will you answer them
跟你旁边人说一下
tell it to the person next to you. What is the direction or dimension of growth for our church?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你从圣经里面告诉我们教会当往哪一些方向发展。
Heavenly Father, we thank you from the Bible. You tell us in which directions that our church should grow.
求你给我们有智慧、聪明，知道如何去实践。
Help us, give us wisdom so that we know how to put this into practice.
也帮助我们彼此勉励，我们一同来实践。
And help us encourage each other so that we practice this together.
使我们的教会更加彰显为一个跟随耶稣的大家庭。
So that our church can manifest to others that we are a family following Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
接下来我们要请这个ACC 的牧师代理牧师 Pastor Ben 来给我们分享我们把时间交给他，也请以最热烈的掌声欢迎 Pastor Ben。
Now, Pastor Ben from ACC is going to give a sharing with us.
大家好。
Hi, everyone.
I practiced that for a long time.
他说他已经练习了很久。
Thank you.
Good job.
So, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Pastor Ben. I am the pastor of ACC or Anchor Community Church.
如果有些人可能不认识我，我叫 Pastor Ben. Ben 牧师是 ACC 的牧师。
And yeah, I'm very privileged to be able to share with you every year and give you an update about how we're doing.
我很荣幸每一年有机会跟你们分享我们教会的近况。
And so, yeah, if you don't know, ACC is the English-speaking church that FEC Diamond Bar planted 6 years ago.
有些人可能不知道 ,ACC 就是我们教会六年前指堂出去的英文教会。
And we have our service at South Point Middle School, just down the street. And it's a little ironic because when I became the English pastor at FEC Diamond Bar 11 years. That was 2011. That's where everyone was worshiping.
我们现在聚会的地方呢，是在 South Point 初中，就是很在这里附近的。那很特别的是，我刚刚来 FECDB， 就是2011年来的时候，我们教会也是在那个地方来崇拜。
So when we meet at South Point, it actually reminds me of where we came from.
那当我们现在在 South Point 初中聚会的话，那提醒我们。一开始是怎么样的？
And so this past year has been a very fruitful year for ACC. By God's grace, we are growing.
过去一年，我们 ACC 果实累累，我们感谢神，靠着他的恩典，我们在成长。
And so I want to show you a picture of these are all the people who got baptized this past year.
我现在你们看到的照片是去年受浸的弟兄姊妹。
And so actually we baptized 9 people. There's actually several youth in the picture as well.
去年有九个弟兄姊妹受浸，当中有一些是 FECDB 的青少年。
So we love baptizing the youth here from FEC Diamond Bar together with our members as well.
我们会为 FECDB 的青少年吸浸，同时为我们自己的会友。
We also added 20 new members this past year.
去年我们也增加了20个会员。
And so really, yeah, we are really seeing God working in our church to reach new people, to reach the next generation and young people.
我们真的看到神透过我们教会来工作，来接触新的朋友，还有下一代。
Also this past summer, we moved, like I mentioned, we used to be worshiping at Vejar Elementary, and now we're at South Point Middle School.
去年夏天，我们从本来聚会的菲哈小学搬到现在的 South Point 初中。
And so this is a picture of one of our services at South Point.
这个是我们在 South Point 聚会的一张照片。
And you know, being able to worship at South Point is really a big answer to prayer for us.
我们能够在 South Point 初中聚会，其实真的是神应允了我们的祷告。
Because we were at Vejar and we were outgrowing it. There wasn't enough space for us. And we have been, you know, praying and talking to South Point for several months. And at first they said, no, you can't worship here.
我们在菲海的地方，我们的人数已经超过他们能够容纳的。那所以我们就经过多月来跟 South Point 来商讨，他们起初说不不，你们不能来。
And we weren't sure what to do because, you know, in order to keep the partnership with Diamond Bar, we wanted to make sure that where we were worshiping was close enough so that the youth could join us for worship.
我们其实当时不晓得怎么做，因为我们希望能够在一个地方聚会是靠近你们教会的，因为你们的青少年就可以跟我们一起崇拜。
And so really, South Point was the only option for us.
那其实 South Point 初中是唯一的一个选择。
And by God's grace, He opened it up for us just in time.
那靠着神的恩典，他为我们开门呢。
And so we praise God for that new location.
我们赞美主。
Yeah, this past summer I also was. Yeah, you can clap for that. Was someone clapping for that?
你们可以拍手，感谢神。
This past summer I was also able to take a sabbatical.
刚过去的夏天我也可以有一个安息年假。
And I'm really grateful for, as you see in this picture, this is a picture of all the staff and the elders and their spouses.
这张照片是我们的同工，还有我们的长老，他们的配偶。
And also Pastor Joe and his wife Naomi.
Pastor Joe 还有他的太太 Naomi 也在里面。
And my sabbatical was really a great time, honestly, for our church because all of our leaders and our elders and our staff had to really step up.And you know, take ownership of leading the church.
我的安息年假其实对于教会来说是一件好事，因为每一个领袖他们都要负上更大的责任。
And Pastor Joe really was very helpful for us as well during my sabbatical.
Pastor Joe 也帮助了我们很多。
Also, some other updates. This past year, we had our first men's and women's retreat. Here's a picture of our women's retreat.
那去年我们也举办了第一次的弟兄退休会，还有姊妹退休会。这张照片是姊妹退休会的照片。
We've also started a new community group, and we've also formed a partnership with the college ministry called EPIC at Cal Poly Pomona.
我们开展了一个新的社区小组，我们也跟 Cal Poly Pomona 大学的一个团体有开展了合作的关系，他们叫 EPIC.
So we're excited to welcome a lot of new college students and also college students from other campuses as well.
那我们非常开心，因为我们可以接触到很多不同的大学生。
Also, one exciting update is that we have our first long-term missionary.That we're preparing to send out from our church.
那我们也很高兴，我们将有第一个长期宣教教士从我们的教会出去。
Her name is Lydia Ang, and she is preparing to serve in South Asia.
她的名字叫 Lydia Ang， 那她准备在南亚服事。
And so I really just want to really thank all of you here at FEC Diamond Bar.
我真的非常感谢你们在 FEC Diamond Bar 的每一位。
You know, it was your bold decision to plant us out as a church plant that really has led to all of everything that you just saw.
真的是你们勇敢的决定拆我们出去，让我们植堂，你们才可以看到刚刚你们看到所有美好的东西。
And you know, I know that not having an English congregation in the building has been difficult for you guys.
我知道在你们教会里面，没有一个英文的崇拜，可能对你们来说不是一件容易的事。
But I just want to say, I think your sacrifice in allowing us to do that has really allowed us to reach the next generation.
但我真的要感谢你们的牺牲，因为我们真的可以去接触到很多不同的年轻人，还有下一代。
So together we are partnering for the kingdom of God.
我们一起合作，为到神的国度来服事。
And I look forward to continuing to do that with you all.
那我盼望我们继续有合作。
And so if you see me around, I'm always around because my office is still here. Please don't hesitate to say hello and ask me any questions.
那如果你们在教会见到Pastor Ben, 因为他的办公室其实也是在这里，那希望你们跟他打招呼，有什么问题可以问他。
So thank you and God bless.
谢谢你们，神祝福你们。
谢谢 Pastor Ben 跟我们的分享。
Thank you, Pastor Ben, for your sharing.
他还要赶回 Anchor 去讲道。
And he has to rush back to ECC for his sermon.
他的办公室在我们这边，我们都没有跟他收租金哈。
His office is in this building, but we haven't collected any rent from him.
但是他们在编他们年度预算，就固定编了为Diamond Bar教会的奉献。
But in their annual budget, they've set aside amount of money to be donated to be offered to FEC Diamond Bar.
我们希望这是一个双赢，对两个教会都好，而且最后像 Pastor Ben 讲的，我们为着神的国度开展，一起来努力。
This is a win-win situation. It's best for the kingdom of God.
接下来我们要来谢谢我们2023年度的这个董事。